All right. Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be back here again, finally. I don't practice my talks, so this might fit and it might not. So we're just going to get going a little early on this. I'm going to talk today a little bit about how we use Invoke Dynamic in JRuby, the things that work, the things that don't, places where we see that there's possible improvement, and hopefully you'll learn a little bit about how Invoke Dynamic works for us. Basic contact information for me, probably the most interesting thing there. Up until July, I was working for Red Hat. They were funding the development of the project. Since then, we have been building our own open source support company to help keep JRuby going, to help fund other open source projects, just finding a way to connect up commercial concerns with open source projects like JRuby so that we can keep the developers funded and give the companies the support they need. So I got stickers and business cards if you're into that kind of stuff, JRuby stickers, and some information about the company too. So my role today is now kind of two things. I am still one of the JRuby leads, so I do a lot of the core development, a lot of the research, experimentation with all of these different JDK projects. I do most of the community outreach, make sure that pull requests are going through, make sure we're finding the right people in the community to help develop the features we need. Also a co-founder of the new business, Hedius Enterprises. We are focusing right now on providing commercial support to JRuby users, and it turns out there's a lot of large applications out there running on JRuby that are very excited to have us on their team, essentially, and hopefully trying to bring that to other open source projects. So if you or someone else has an open source project that you know a lot of companies are relying on, we can probably find a way to help get some funding organization, funding arrangements happening. It's early days for us, but that's what we're looking to do. So JRuby, pretty straightforward. Hopefully everybody's heard of it by now. There's Ruby on the JVM, of course. We focus very, very tightly on making it as much like the standard Ruby experience as possible. All the same command lines work. All the same libraries work.